nice to chat with you here from Halifax, Nova Scotia. You're a busy guy. You're on the road. You're in Quebec right now, and then you're going to be over here in Nova Scotia in like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. I love the East Coast, and like the last few times we've been there, it's been really, really incredibly special. I think last time I was in Halifax was as opening for Alison Russell, but then we got to play together and did the In Memoriam for Robbie Robertson and Gordon Lightfoot, and that was, yeah. I remember being so nervous for that, to be honest. It was just because I knew their families were going to be in the audience, so I was just like, oh, you know, you always want to kind of do your best in those situations.
Also, the Junos too, where you won two awards here in Halifax.
Yep. it's so wild. Isn't it wild to think that that's almost been a year?
It's insane. Because we were down by where the convention center is, near where the arena is, where the Junos were, and we were hanging out, interviewing artists, like, talk, and that felt like yesterday, but it's coming up on a year anniversary. But for you, you won Alternative Album of the Year and the Songwriter of the Year Award, so you had a lot more going on here than Surge 105. Go back to that week here quickly. What was that whole week like for you, and then taking home those two prestigious awards?
Yeah, you know what? Like I said, I was touring with Alison, so we were really just rehearsing those songs because we knew we were going to do the In Memoriam for Robbie Robertson and Gordon Lightfoot. So, like, I knew their families were going to be there, and so there was just this massive pressure to kind of do really right by their family and their memory. And so, like, yeah, I was really so focused on that. Even though I was obviously thinking about, like, I was nominated in multiple categories. And to be completely honest, like, I was kind of surprised, to be honest. Like, I thought for sure, like, if I won anything, maybe it was going to be, like, the contemporary indigenous category. And actually, for a second, I thought I did win it. Because when they said Alicipe, they said it in a way that sounded like it was, like, a mesh of Alicipe and Ace and Abby. So, like, I think me, I talked to Alicipe after. We both were kind of like, wait, is it you or is it you? So we're, like, I was, like, half sitting up to, like, but, it was wild. I did not accept, like, there were such incredible artists and songwriters in both those categories. Like, you know, artists I have a lot of respect for and Talk and Charlotte Cardin and so when my name was called, like, it was such a wild experience, and it was so wild too, because you get up there and you get like 30 seconds, and then suddenly it's like, oh man, like, there isn't really much time. So I just had I thanked everybody, but then the funny thing, well, not funny, but the like unfortunate thing was, like, when I finished and got off stage, I was like, oh man, I totally forgot to, like, thank my manager, who, like, like, for any artist team, like, if you're like, lucky enough to have a team and a manager, like, a manager does so much. And it's like, as if I forgot to, like, thank this person who, like, will take my call late at night about a random idea I have. And then getting the Alternative Album of the Year was just kind of, I was able to go up and thank her. But then, because I only had one person to thank left, and I had, like, this extra, like, 25 seconds, I was just, like, looking out, and it just, yeah, it struck me to acknowledge the fact that, like, it was just the most Indigenous artists ever nominated across categories, too. So acknowledging that and kind of having that core memory was kind of what, partly what kind of, like, really inspired my tour that I'm on right now and the way that I'm doing it.
That songwriting award and the album of the year too. I mean, with the songwriting, you look at previous winners like Canadian legends, Gord Downie, Alanis Morissette, the list goes on and on, and you are in that club with them.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. And, but it's crazy too, because, like, I think you pointing that out now kind of makes me think about it a lot more. I think we're always trying to, like, one-up ourselves and continue to grow and to keep continuing to evolve. So it's like, I think I'm always just kind of, like, in my little music laboratory, always just trying to make new music. But I think the fact that I'm acknowledged in that way too, like, that was kind of this wild reaffirming moment where it was just kind of like, you know, there's so many incredible artists nominated, and then when they called my name, I was like, wow, like, this is, like, X amount of people thought, like, the work I was doing and the music I was making was kind of worthy of this kind of prestigious award and worthy of, yeah, like you said, like, being among these, like, absolute legends, you know? Like, it's, yeah.
Takes the words away, almost.
It takes the words. I don't know how to describe it except just... you know, joyfulness, jubilance, gratitude, but just something I can have pride for, you know, for the rest of my life. So
I guess a good segue would be to say then and now, now and then, the tour that you are on here, you are coming to the Maritimes at the beginning of March. You're in Nova Scotia a lot for the first half of March. And you're not just coming to Halifax. You're going to be going to Pictou, Truro, Liverpool, Annapolis Royal. You're going all over the place. So for you, what does that mean to you and your band going to these smaller communities too?
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's important. You know, I haven't played a ton of these posts, and I think it's important to go to the places. Like, you know, I'm from the north. Northern Ontario, where people also don't tour. So, I mean... You know, it was important for me definitely go to the north, and it's important to go to these places because, like, everyone appreciates music, and, like, I don't know, every experience I've had going to more regional places, like, man, people get so excited, and people are so appreciative, and people, like, go out of their way to come because they know, like, you're coming from far, too. So it's, like, yeah, it's special, and yeah, just to go there and start, you know, building that relationship and earning their respect and earning their love and earning them as a fan, you know, like going in and putting in the work, aside from just being like, go stream my song, please. Like, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to, you know, probably go into debt, but I'm going to like come and bring my heart to you. And the fact that I can even do that is a privilege.
Here for the Halifax show, and I believe a few others too, Dede Austin is opening for you at the Marquee Ballroom on Thursday, March 13th. I saw Dede at the Royal Nova Scotia International Tattoo here in Halifax perform during the show. It was spectacular. So what can Surge fans expect with her show in combination with what you're bringing?
Oh, man, yeah, we've been talking, and she's going to be bringing her whole band, She's got so much energy and so much talent and just such a incredible performer. So, like, yeah, you know, I'm really excited. I think people are going to get a real good show because, you know, obviously, like, when an artist is that good, like, you always want to jog with people who are faster than you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we'll be definitely, like, working off each other's energy. And like, I'm really excited to share a stage with her and get to know her and start, like, just building a bigger and wider music community that, you know, where we can just, become friends and, you know, I share insight and share space and just have a big, healthy music community. But yeah. And as far as the show, I know she's been working on her performances cause she's got a lot of stuff going on here and overseas coming up. So it's like, we got a ton of stuff we're up to too. So yeah, we've been both practicing and rehearsing and putting together a special show, and special things that are just exclusive to the people who come. So I definitely just tease that.
Ace and Abby is on Surge 105 right now, coming to the Marquee Ballroom Thursday, March 13th. What else would a Surge listener experience with their show? Are they going to learn something new with what you're going to bring on the 13th?
Oh, definitely. I 100%, like, well, it's the Now and Then tour, so it's to, like, the first two records I never even really got to headline tour those, so we're kind of playing my debut record, playing the Juno winning record, and playing some new music as well. And we, you know, this is the first time I was able to build a show that's, like, completely, you know, with for my music in mind and building a space for my fans. So we put together a really special show, and I'm really excited to offer that to whoever comes.
Besides the music, I mean, you're here for what seems to be 3 weeks. Are you doing anything else while you're here in the Maritimes? Are you going to explore a little bit or kind of keep her to business and play these fantastic shows?
I mean, definitely, if anyone's listening, send us some recommendations. A lot of places we haven't been to before. I'm sure a lot of like the people organizing, helping us organize the shows will kind of like give us some recos. But yeah, we do have a couple days off after New Brunswick. So we're open to recommendations to whatever glorious things there are to do during the winter months.
So everyone listening right now, slide into Ace and Abby's DMs and tell them where to go before the Halifax show. Anything else we need to cover here before you show up to the Maritimes here shortly?
Not that I can think of. I'm really excited. I just want to definitely reiterate, come to the shows. There's something we have just for people who come.
Thank you for your time and all the best as you wrap up your part in Quebec, and we'll see you here in Nova Scotia before you know it.
Yeah, see you then. Thank you so much for having me.